a case study of sustainable urban living, Newcastle upon Tyne. Sustainability means living a life which meets your own needs without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Newcastle upon Tyne is a large city in the north of England, which is an unsustainable past. This city of 260,000 people was a centre for heavy industry, shipbuilding, coal mining and armaments works, all activities which compose environmental problems. However, modern Newcastle is restyling itself as a science city and a city whose economy is based upon information services and quaternary industries. A core foundation of this is environmental sustainability, and Newcastle offers a good case study of sustainable urban living. Transport. Newcastle has a comprehensive public transport network, including a huge bus network and the well-known and used Tyne and Wear Metro. These are both more sustainable alternatives to the car. This network also offers park and ride facilities, such as at Four Lane Ends Metro Station. In addition to this, Newcastle has a cycle network, some parts of which are off-road, including through Jesmond Dean and the Wagon Way behind St Mary's School. In addition, there are cycle routes running alongside the river, including along the quayside. The council also has a range of electric cars and vehicles, including those used in Jesmond Dean and Heaton Park. Waste. Every household in Newcastle has recycling bins, allowing local residents to recycle cardboard, plastics, metals and glass. In many areas there are also garden waste bins, allowing the council to produce its own compost. Local tips in Newcastle also force people to separate their waste wherever possible, further increasing recycling rates. Fires within the central area of Newcastle are banned under the Clean Air Act, improving the quality of Newcastle's atmosphere. However, huge amounts of waste generated in Newcastle still end up either at landfill or incinerated. Conserving the historic and natural environment. Newcastle is a fantastic city for architecture, and much of it is conserved. The most architecturally beautiful area is Granger Town, where Grey Street and the Theatre Royal can be found. These buildings have been subject to a £70 million plus regeneration project that involved redeveloping the interiors of many buildings, cleaning the sandstone on Gray's Monument and the Theatre Royal, and bringing empty shops back into use. Many of the buildings in Granger Town are protected as listed buildings and as such cannot be altered. Grey Street was voted Britain's best street, providing adequate open spaces. Newcastle has a huge range of open spaces available for public use, including Jesmond Dean, which was donated to the people of the city by Lord Armstrong, and the Tanmoor. There is also the Rising Sun Country Park, Leeses Park, and countless other open areas for people to relax and have fun. Involving local people. If people have ownership of ideas and feel involved in the decisions made in their town, they are more likely to protect the environment in which they live. Whenever big or little schemes are launched in Newcastle, public consultation takes place. This even happened in the recent restoration of Heaton Park play area, where local school children were consulted. The council also publishes its financial reports every year and keeps the public informed through its City Life magazine. Protecting the natural environment. Newcastle has fallen down a bit here. It has allowed Newcastle Great Park to be built in its green belt, where brownfield sites could have been used. There's already an audio file on this section of the course.